Delta 7 Japan Mobile. 7 JS 1 IQ. How are you? Left the house here. Gotta go to the bank. And, probably use this drive-in teller. But, and I've gotta go over to, the Ace Hardware over in Baldwin. Pick up some weed killer. And then I guess I'll go back. Weeds are taking over my front yard. What time of the year where everything's turning green, including the leaves. Excuse me. So I just finished up putting down some Fergo flooring in our back bedroom. And I've got two extra boxes I'm returning. And I'm going to pick up 64 feet of baseboard down. Try and get that room finished up today. This is raining over here. Well, that's a good thing to do. I bet that's going to look really nice when you're done. It sounds like you're just about done. All you got is the baseboard. Well, I guess after trying to spray some of these weeds, I've got a big pile of mulch like I get every year, about 14 cubic yards. So at some point I'll have to start spreading that out, which I don't mind. I just do maybe three or four wheelbarrow loads, and if I really get ambitious, I might actually do 20. It just depends on the weather and how I feel. But I got that to do. But I tell you, the weeds just taking over. Just all the rain we had. It's really funny. In the backyard, used the same mulch from last year. As the front yard, the same thing. But it's just covered with weeds. I don't know where they all came from. It's probably from my front yard because I've got centipede, and there are certain types of grasses in the early spring that come up through it. I operated the WPX contest this past week in the sideband one. I really enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun. It was the first, semi-serious effort I had. I operated about 20 hours, but you could operate over 30. I think 36. But there's a lot of good DX on. 15 meters is wide open both days, but particularly on Sunday. It was just wall-to-wall South Americans and, it's trans-equatorial type stuff. I mean, it was really good.
Ian told me that the bands were very busy. I went and helped my business partner. He's moving into a new house. And they had to replace all the flooring, subflooring, and everything in his whole house. So I went over there Friday, Saturday, and a half day Sunday and helped him put vinyl laminate, planking down in his whole house. It's like 1,500 or 1,600 square feet. We got that all done, and then he came over here today and helped me. Of course, mine was only 200 square feet. It took us 2.5 hours. We had it knocked out. But, I plastered up and fixed the walls in places that needed a little bit of fixing, and patched and redid all the ground molding up in the ceiling there, and all the door casings, redid all those, painted everything, painted the walls two coats, got the thing all nice and pretty, put the flooring down, and I'll finish up with the baseboard, and then the wife can start moving everything back from the living room back into that bedroom. So that'll be kind of nice to regain our living room and maybe get the house back to what we call normal. It's kind of a mess right now.
That's the funny thing. The upgrade to make the house really look good, you just have to bear with that for a short period of time. Looks really good. I was going to say, you must not have enough to do. You don't want to let any grass grow underneath your feet.
This project actually started because of a washing machine leak about 6 weeks ago. So I had to get the old washer out of there and buy her a new washer. And because it leaked, it kind of seeped into the bedroom there and got the carpet padding wet or wet. So in order to prevent any other, you know, mold or other issues, I got in there and I tore all that out and put a new piece of floor in one area. Did a little bit of plumbing to change some things around to make it a little easier to shut water off if we needed to. And, you know, just never-ending homeowner nonsense.
I know what you're talking about. Well, I bet it's going to look good. Also, get rid of the carpet. It's just less allergy issues, easier to clean. On our main floor, of course, you've been in there, but it's all laminates. And, boy, it is so much easier to keep clean than carpet. We had somebody come in, actually two ladies, every other month. And they really do a good job keeping all that clean. I would hate to think on that main floor, where all the traffic is, that we had carpet in there because it would be a mess, particularly with all the dogs we had. And on the entrance way, it's natural oak there. But we're going to, so we had it all refinished about 12 years ago when we moved in. We're going to have it redone. Our dogs just tear up that, the finishing on the oak floor.
W2T Mobile.
Back at our place, and we're slowly eliminating all the carpeting. We've only got two bedrooms left, now that my wife saw the Virgo, I got a feeling that there's two more rooms of carpet removal in my future. I am pulling into Home Depot, Bill. So good to hear you this morning. I'll be in here for a few minutes. Maybe I might still catch you if you're still mobiling around. ND7J.
Rusty, we'll catch you a little bit. I've got about another 10 minutes. Well, yeah, drop by the bank, then I got to hit the Malden. Gonna go to Ace Hardware. I've got a little certificate worth some money. Go ahead, Rusty.
And hey, Bob. Hi, Bob. Got a backup over here at the gas line over here at Sam's Club, and I'm just trying to get out of the driveway. And instead of waiting until they can pull in the line, they set out here and pull across where people are trying to exit. So now I get to figure out a different way to go around. So not exactly bright this morning. And I made my stop at Sam's. I'm on my way to make my stop at Wally World. And then I'm back home, and I'm nowhere else to go until tomorrow when I have to go get groceries.
They're making your rounds.
Yeah.
Wally World, Costco, you know, the grocery stores, Home Depot, Lowe's. You would never know anything's going on. They just stay busy. So, I try to go to non-busy times. The grocery store like 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. That's the senior time, so I try to go there. There's not as many people. This is at Bilo. Sometimes I go to Publix in the morning. But only once a week. And then this particular store, I'm going to Ace Hardware in Malden. They're emphasizing, we clean services, blah, 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 blah. I said, well, that's nice. I guess I'll go in there. The main reason is because I got a $5 certificate I can use. I just got to pick up some weed kills. I'll go in and go out real quick. But I've had plenty of things. I just got home. Like you know, there's a lot of stuff to do. My yard. I've got a lot of work to do in my yard. FYQ.
Hey. Well, Friday I mowed half of my grass, and then Sunday I mowed the other half of it, and then my mower wanked up, and I don't know what's wrong with it. It won't start right now. So I was going to try to do a little bit more trimming yesterday, but it didn't happen. So anyway, I try to pretty much stay home unless you know, it's like I'm going to run on my way back to the house. I'll run by the post office and check that, because by the time I get there, the mail will be put in the box for the day. So I just try to do that a couple of times a week instead of every day. And, yeah, I need to get some fertilizer to go out in my yard. I'm just not, I might wait Lamar to run by Lowe's or someplace and pick that up on my way back, home or back. So anyway, but just sticking around and doing a little here, a little there, and getting things done, you know, and trying to stay out of trouble and be careful where I go too. Church services are done online through a YouTube channel that church has, and or through the local church thing, and so I don't have to go to church and things like that. So, you know, it's what it is, Bill, and we just try to keep what we're doing and keep safe. Did you work any of the contest over the weekend? I didn't.
Yeah, hold on. Station. So I operate the baby about 20 hours on and off. And looks like this branch is closed. Hold on just a minute. Still there? And Frankie.
I need to get out of the car because I've just arrived at Wally World. And need to run in here and pick up 3 items and then get back in the car and head for home. So, no, I didn't. My back was giving me fits over the weekend, so I didn't spend a whole lot of time sitting in the chair trying to do the contest any. So, maybe next year we'll have to see what happens. I'll be back shortly, Bill. N4IQ, W2T, 73s for now.
The SunTrust, which is now Truist branch I normally go to, is totally closed. So, nothing urgent, I was just going to cash a check that somebody would give me. So, we'll do that some other time. Not urgent. Talk to you later, Rusty. N4IQ.